It was only then that Johnny found that modern had been a type of architecture prevalent on Earth about 1,100 years ago, that it consisted of plain, straight up-and-down walls on a rectangular base, that it often was a vast expanse of glass windows, that it had been conceived by somebody dedicated to stamping out all indigenous architecture of an area. In short, modern was an architecture that wasn't architecture, but just a cheap way to throw rubbish in the air and get paid for it. The Chatavarian, with a quivering, pointing finger in the direction of the old city of Luxembourg, and backed up by the serious nods of five assistants, wailed that that whole town had been built in modern, and on his artistic soul, no such abominations would be perpetuated while he lived. Johnny had apologized. The Chatavarian said maybe it came from having to talk in cyclo. And Johnny asked what they recommended. Five assistants presented a huge plan instantly. This building, they said, had been the palace of the Grand Duke of Luxembourg in ancient times, and even though Johnny did not think so, he didn't say so. The indigenous architecture from the castles that lay about probably had been Gothic and Neo-Gothic, and this palace should be like this. Johnny had delayed long enough to ask Chrissy that all she gave him were the items she had found that made the place charming, and he had made sure those were included and had told them to go ahead. Chrissy and he had camped out in the woods, happy to be away from the din, cheerful in a buckskin tent and eating good food cooked on an open fire. The Chatavarians had cleared the site and erected an armor steel shell. They had then flown down to a couple of marble quarries north of Leghorn in Italy and operated a ferry of ore freighters until they had piles of green and rose and other colored slabs. They had spliced them together into an exterior and interior of polished, armored rock. They had underplated the stream so that it did what it was supposed to do, but they had also installed full plumbing. The fireplaces would burn wood, but since this was a waste of good food, they also put solar-driven infraheaters in them and a simulated flame. It was a palace, all right, and it might be Gothic, but it sure was colorful. Chrissy had been enthralled with it. Johnny, as he walked to the arches on the other side of the drawbridge, could hear in the distance the crash and bang of the Chatavarians ripping the old city of Luxembourg into chips. They had gone through it with historical and artifact survey teams, and then the rams had been turned loose. That was the one piece of modern that would not survive.